Good morning, and welcome to Black and Gold Saturday at Saints Training Camp 2014. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, and we've reached a milestone here at training camp as the Greenbrier will see its first black and gold scrimmage this Saturday morning.
Yeah, kind of a midway point through training camp. This is what fans aim at. This is what the team aims at, because these guys really want to get together and hit a little bit now.
Welcome into the morning report, everybody, where the temperature is in the mid-60s right now and should hold throughout the scrimmage this morning. The other thing that should hold are the overcast skies. The forecast does not call for rain until later today. That'll certainly be important, as footing is so key in a full contact, full go scrimmage as such.
Yeah, great to have dry grounds. Of course, there's a contingency plan in case of rain or lightning. If it's light rain, they're just going to go through. If it's heavy rain, might push it back a little bit, push the timing back. If it's lightning, you'd have to obviously postpone. But for the most part, if you've got great footing, you got to have a good scrimmage.
Yeah, highlight day here for all involved, and we certainly, John, have been ramping up to this over the last 2 days of practice.
Yeah, these practices have gotten extremely physical the last couple of days. It will be even more so. This will be the most physical day of training camp, because you can actually tackle and get guys on the ground as opposed to the love tasks that they've been exchanging for the last couple of days.
All right, so over the last week and a half, we've seen a number of different installs. What did Coach tell you yesterday about what we might see as far as, I guess, the breadth of playbook during the scrimmage today?
Well, I don't know how much red zone they're going to actually do, but you will see a lot of the playbook, and most of all, you will see guys going live. He gave an example of, you know, if your fullback's catching a swing pass out of the backfield, how is he going to learn to ramp it up during the game if he's not doing it in practice? So here's an opportunity for that to happen.
Yeah, keep it simple, play fast, and be evaluated on tape. This is a huge evaluation day for so many guys trying to make the roster. Also, to try and make it more real, if you will, or more scrimmage-like, we are pleased to have the NFL officiating crew in with us today. This will be their third day with the team. They've been going over points of emphasis, rule changes with the ball club over the last 2 days, and their presence here will help make it feel more real, will help keep the tempo as close to as what they'll see perhaps on Friday in St. Louis during the first preseason game.
Yeah, well, the beauty of that is you can stop plays, you can give instructions, you can tell guys, okay, that's illegal, and this is why it's illegal, and that's the main point of emphasis, the learning curve.
All right, so 8:50 a.m. Eastern time for stretch and walkthrough. Then after that, the black and gold scrimmage. The team should be dismissed after that. They'll give them Saturday night and all of Sunday off before resuming practice on Monday morning. So why not empty the tank here in front of what they expect to be a big crowd?
Well, this is a chance. You want to get the tackles in. You have a lot of time to work the soreness out, get the legs back under them, and go at it fresh again on Monday.
All right, we'll update you as the scrimmage goes along as best we can today, and then we'll put a full wrap on the black and gold scrimmage a little bit later on, of course, in the Saints mobile app and NewOrleansSaints.com. All right, gang, it's time to get going. Football is here in full today at the Greenbrier. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and we'll see you right back here a little later on at NewOrleansSaints.com.